Well, Nancy, I guess it's safe to say that we have both been floored.
I think you've been floored a little more recently than I have. Let's tell our listeners what we're talking about.
Well, it's not exactly about food or restaurants or anything, but I put a new floor in my kitchen. I had to. It was that old wooden floor. It was all full of grooves and stuff. It was impossible to keep clean. So we bit the bullet and put in a new marmoleum floor. It came all the way from far-flung Marmolia.
Right.
Completely 100% organic. I think it's made entirely of ground marmoleum. It's from Marmolia, and I really like it. But the coolest thing of all, and I'm going to put a picture on the Food for Thought website, is this gizmo that they use to move all the heavy appliances around.
So you mean they just lifted your appliances up rather than having to remove them from the kitchen?
They had this gizmo called an air sled. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
This is that coolest thing in the world, Nancy. It was two rectangular pads, and the guy lifted up the stove and slipped pad under one side of it and then under the other, and it had a little air compressor that plugs into the wall. He could sling this thing over his shoulder, and he flicked it on, and whoosh, the stove rises up into the air. It's like a little hovercraft. And a little 10-year-old kid could have pushed this stove across the floor, and he did it. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I personally have no legitimate use for one at all, but I want one.
Yeah, well, I'll buy you one for next Christmas. But actually, when we remodeled the house, just was it about three and a half years ago, I finally got a new kitchen. And it was hugely important to me that I get a floor other than the grotesque vinyl. It was the worst, because every piece of schmutz that ever got in that, you can go down and clean the whole floor on your hands and knees, and an hour later, it was filthy. I was trying to figure out, what are we going to put on the floor? And I always thought it would be wonderful to have a nice wooden floor. And I talked to Tom Douglas, who has put in a lot of floors in his day in restaurants, but in particular had a really kind of utilitarian kitchen at home that I had seen in photographs and in books and magazines. And I was very interested in having a similar type kitchen. And I admired his wooden floors. And he said, absolutely not. If I had to do it again, I would put tile. Well, we put porcelain tile, 100% porcelain tile. These are cheap tiles. They look like slate. Man, you can drop so much junk on that floor, and you never see it. I mean, it can be filthy, and no one but the dog would ever know. And actually, mine's pretty clean because the dog's always licking the floor around where I'm cooking. So, you know, it's not bad at all. My biggest fear was that everything would break. You would drop something on it. And we haven't broken that much. And it was really modestly priced. I can't say enough wonderful things about that kind of flooring. Max said that the one thing he would do, though, next is to get a drain in the middle of our kitchen floor so that he can just wash the whole thing down with an industrial size hose.
Oh no, don't ever do that, because it sounds to me as though you are creating a wonderful midden for future archaeologists. Well, listeners, what do you think about kitchen floors? Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel here? I'm for linoleum, and Nance has gone away from linoleum and onto tile. I'm happy with that marmoleum made from genuine marmots. Let us know, or just take a look at the post. I'll show you some pictures of that amazing air sled at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought.
So, Stein, I want to know something.
What?
Is your floor so clean now you could eat off of it?
If I could, it wouldn't be clean anymore. Now, would it, Nancy? With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.